Let's get an update on the independent map amendment with Dennis Fitzsimons, former head of this company, who has devoted a tremendous amount of personal time to helping craft the independent map amendment. And we always start, Dennis, and good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
We always start with an explanation of what the independent map is and why it's important, if you would.
Sure. Well, the independent map amendment would give to would create an independent commission that would draw the state legislative maps. We have a situation now where the legislators actually draw their own maps, and that's created a situation where in 2014 and coming this November, over 60% of state legislative races will have only one candidate. So it denies voters a choice. We've got issues, certainly, that the state is dealing with. Voters are not happy, and they go to the polls, and they only have one candidate to vote for. So the independent map amendment would create this independent, bipartisan, or nonpartisan commission to draw the maps in a transparent and fair manner. And that's what we've been working on for the last 18 months.
And you can still do your part by going to mapamendment.org, yes?
That is correct. For more information about our effort on this and to make a donation, because our legal expenses have been significant, it would be really helpful.
Mike Madigan's, this is my words, not yours, Mike Madigan's attorneys and attorney friends have been heavily involved in trying to stop this because those who have the power would like to keep the power. And where are we at with the court process here?
Well, back at the end of July, a Cook County Circuit Court judge ruled that our amendment was unconstitutional. 2 days later, the Illinois Supreme Court, agreed to hear our appeal on an expedited basis. So just at the end of the day yesterday, we submitted our final brief on why the court should overrule the Cook County Circuit Court. And basically, our argument is this, that the ruling was contrary to both the intent of the drafters of the 1970 Illinois Constitution and the plain language of the Constitution, which said that voters should be allowed to propose amendments. And if this ruling is not reversed, it would basically or effectively eliminate the constitutional right conferred on the people of Illinois by the 1970 Constitution to bypass inherently conflicted legislators and directly proposed a needed redistricting reform. And this was an area that the framers of the Constitution said should specifically be available for this citizen-initiated amendment. So we are really hoping that the Supreme Court recognize that the circuit court ruling effectively eliminates the possibility of doing this.
So if you believe in what this country was founded on and the idea that there ought to be fair elections held, because that's a core tenet of democracy, all we're asking for is the architecture for a fair election to be held. And the architecture meaning that you would have competing candidates in each legislative race, which is what the outcome of the independent map amendment, successful outcome, would be. So for people that kind of glaze over at some of the technical jargon, there's no reason to glaze over. All we need you to do is support it financially if you can, but certainly by spreading the word in every possible way. And now we'll wait for a couple of weeks here to get a court ruling. And I guess there's no way to tell which way that might go, huh?
It's really impossible to predict how the court will rule. But we did have a friend of the court brief submitted, signed by two dozen organizations, civic and community organizations, ranging from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce to the Southside NAACP to Change Illinois to Common Cause Illinois and many, many others, the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So we've had bipartisan support for this amendment. Every newspaper has editorialized multiple times in support of the amendment. So people from all over the political spectrum are behind this, and the only ones against it are the entrenched political interests. So this is really important for, if people want to have choices at the polls to register their unhappiness with the state of the state. Yeah, that's right. So so look, we're hopeful that the Supreme Court is going to view the substance of our arguments versus what we think are somewhat superficial arguments from the other side, and really give the voters the power as opposed to entrenched legislators.
Well, you've done a fine job yourself. You're a modest guy, but you've done a fine job yourself of leading this effort, and you're always welcome here because we certainly want to see this happen. I've supported it financially and will continue to support it by allowing this big mouth to help big mouth this. It's too important. It's too important not to pay attention to and too important not to push. So thank you for your time as always.
Terrific, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Dennis Fitzsimons, former head of the Tribune Company, and has multiple business interests and plenty of things to do. But he cares about this city, he cares about this state, he cares about you, and he cares about me, and he wants to see this. And all it is allowing an independent commission to be able to redraw the map instead of leaving the power with the Democrats or the Republicans to do it, and setting it up so the same people stay in power.
An independent, nonpartisan committee,
yeah,
too.
It's all we're asking
thing.
For.
You know, so many people were saying, how come this hasn't been in effect in the past? A lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't know. And that's one of the good things about Simon's going around and talking about as much as he has.